Yo, hit me, Pretty Malik. What do you got gossip-wise?
This is like a bit creepy. Number one, I'd like to say that Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have reportedly confirmed that they're married to a fan. A fan saw them walking around. They went up to them and said, "Are you married?" And they said yes. So there you go. And now they're house hunting in LA, trying to find a place to move into. And apparently they came across this $10 million mansion, 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. The only creepy thing about it is that it's Demi Lovato's old house where she overdosed.
Oh, no.
Not sure if they know that information, if the realtor told them that.
Shouldn't they know now?
But I don't think that's the best place to be starting a marriage where a friend of yours.
If you got let's say you had that type of money, right?
Yeah.
And it used to be a $20 million mansion, but now it's $10 million because that's where Demi OD'd. Would you still like, you know what, I'm going to take this?
I don't know. It's a bit ominous, isn't it? Like, especially because they're a newly married couple. They're looking for their first house together to move into.
I'd do
start
it.
Start a family.
I get it. I'd destroy the bathroom. It happened in the bathroom.
We don't know.
But wherever it happened, I'd destroy that room, turn it into something else.
Ah, no, but it's still just... I mean, it's a good story to tell.
Touch wood, she didn't die. I think...
It's still a bit morbid.
I'm down. I'm okay to stay in someone's house that... You know, I'd do it. I'm down.
You're the most superstitious person ever.
I know. You are.
I would think that there's a reason why I've been...
Well, maybe you could look at it...
Chosen to move in here.
On the positive that the outcome was okay.
That's what I'm saying. The outcome was okay. If the outcome wasn't like it was, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Then it would be a different story.
It would totally be a different story. Finally, Ross, you don't know this show?
No.
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing. You never watched The Nanny? Nanny Fine? In New York City, she was a nanny?
So no.
She was like really hot.
Well, I'll watch it.
Fran Drescher.
Nanny.
I can't believe you don't know that. It never went to the UK?
No.
I'm surprised.
No. The only thing that went to the UK is the likes of like Friends, Cheers, and How I Met Your Mother.
Gosh, you guys are boring.
Okay, so Fran Drescher, who played the nanny, has been doing a few interviews. And in one of the interviews, they said, you know, it's the season of reboots. Every show is coming back.
Yep.
Let's say the nanny came back. Who else would you want in the show? And she randomly said, yeah, I'd love to have Cardi B be my daughter on a reboot of
my
the
gosh.
Show. Which would make sense, the way that she talks. Well, now it looks like it's happening. Here's Fran Drescher talking to Extra TV.
She's got a funny voice, too. Have you ever heard her speak?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what kind of a great mother-daughter would we be?
Yeah,
I mean, just amazing, I think.
Brilliant casting.
So then I said that on a talk show that I did last week because they were asking about it, and I just happened to say that. And then she posted the clip. And said, I'm down. I want to do it.
Oh, look at that. Have you met her yet, by chance?
I have not, but I've been. But now I'm talking to her representation.
Oh, look at that. It's turning into a thing.
Yeah,
wow.
It could be. I mean, it's really getting me a little bit, you know, excited. It's fresh, and it could be super fun.
So they're in talks, guys. This could happen.
What's wrong with her voice?
She's not saying funny. You know how Fran Drescher has that strong accent?
But I'm saying her voice sounds like it's going. Fran Drescher.
No, that's how it always was.
Nah, it sounds like it's hurting her.
Yeah.
I think I'll start watching this. It looks good.
It is so good. But imagine Cardi B on The Nanny.
I'd watch it. It's Virgin Morning. I made no promises.